I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error. Go stronger.
Holy Hour of Power, the Terry and Jesse Show. This is Straight Talk Catholicism. I'm reporting for duty. Terry, what about you, my friend?
I'm reporting for duty, Jesse, but I got knocked down a few times, and I'm going to share my story a little later today. But I got up, brother. And, Jesse, today's show is actually very interesting because we're talking about the number of families, just Catholics and families in general, that are turning to homeschooling. It's up 300% in Texas and all over the country. We're also going to talk about a topic that Bishop Joseph Strickland has made clear that where he stands on it, and that is the vaccine for the COVID Chinese virus, I call it. And that's going to be an interesting situation for our country. We're all going to have to deal with that. And then yesterday, we never did get to Sister Lucia's last public interview back in 1957. Some of the things she talks about, you know, the decisive battle with the devil. That's one, we cannot wait for Rome to speak. Number three, the two last remedies to save the world. It's very, powerful statements by her, and I think maybe sometimes we forget about that. But just before we get into all of that, we always like to get our gospel for the Mass today. We call it soul food. And then, Jess, love to have you give a catechesis on that gospel, please.
You got it. Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. This gospel is going to talk about the issue of authority, apostolic authority, bishop's authority, priest's authority. It comes from all of it comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, who has all authority from the Father because he shares one nature with the Father. It says, Jesus appointed 72 other disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. So stop there. So Jesus has 12 core apostles, then the Queen Mother, and then he has 72 disciples. So we see Jesus Christ is already starting what we would call the utero of the clergy. This is the clergy of the Catholic Church in utero form. He goes on to say, he said to them, and Terry and me have said this to ourselves for years, by the way, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs amongst wolves. Whoa, just ask Father James Altman about that.
Good time.
Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. In whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. So notice the Lord is telling the first disciples to go out there and just basically detach yourself from the world and trust in divine providence. This is a hard thing to do. This is why you have the genius of the Catholic Church that asks the clergy to take the vows of celibacy, poverty, and obedience. That basically follows the New Testament mandate. And this is something not to criticize, but just to point out that Protestant pastors don't follow. Many times they live in, you know, they have mega salaries, they have mega houses, and they have serial marriages. And so this the way a priest and a bishop and a pope should live combats the three weapons of the devil, which basically, you know, the world, the flesh, and the devil. It goes on to say, our Lord says, when you enter a house, he says, first say peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Stop there. Sometimes people ask me, well, why do Catholic speakers get paid, or Catholic apostles? Why do they draw, you know, a salary, some of these people? Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I can tell you this. Nobody's getting rich off of working for some for type sure. of Catholic apostle. I'll tell you that, okay? People are paying their bills. And should they be able to pay their bills? That's what the Bible says. It says, for the labor, he's talking about the labor of the gospel. For the labor deserves his payment. Doesn't mean he's supposed to live like Joel Osteen or, you know, some televangelist from the TBN channel, but they should be able to pay their bills. And it goes on to say, Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, the kingdom of God is at hand for you. Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, the dust of your town that clings to your feet, even that we shake off against you. In other words, if people reject the message of the apostles, the message of the gospel, the message that the kingdom of God is here, and what is the kingdom of God? The catechism says wherever Jesus is, there is the kingdom of God. So this morning, believe it or not, I went to the kingdom of God at daily mass here in Phoenix. When I went to mass this morning, I entered the kingdom of God because the Eucharistic King lives there. Goes on to say, yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. That means Jesus is already here. He's in our midst. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom. Remember, that's that wicked city that was practicing rampant homosexuality on that day than for that town. In other words, St. Luke is saying, at least the people in Sodom, I mean, they've never heard the gospel. And so there's going to be some type of diminished capacity or maybe some vincible or invincible ignorance. But you people here, you guys have Jesus the Messiah in your midst, and we're his disciples and apostles, and we're telling you what you must do to be saved, and you're rejecting it. Boy, oh boy, God is going to have more mercy on those people in Sodom that never heard the message. Terry?
Well said. Today is October 1st. We know that's the month of the Rosary, October, Our Lady of Fatima. Also, it's the little flower today. Who's that? The St. Teresa, the little flower. Everybody knows her little way, and I would encourage
Doctor of the Church.
Yeah, little girl, Doctor of the Church. Does that tell you something about our church? Holy mackerel. And so I want to remind everybody to look up about the little way and all of her books. She's just a fantastic saint. And also, Jess, it's interesting. How many saints had parents that were saints?
Yeah, that's...
I mean, there you go.
That makes her very unique.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Yeah. Also, I just want to, before we get Bishop Sheen into it, Our Lady of Fatima, she came, on October 13th with that big miracle. Just a quick note, I want to give you something she said about, and it can help our culture and our country. Listen to this. She said, offer God a sacrifice of anything you can as an act of reparation for the sins with which he is offended. Is he offended by same-sex attraction? Yeah, I've same-sex marriage, so-called. Yes. And he says, offer it as a supplication for the conversion of sinners. Draw peace upon your country by doing this. We want peace. Then Our Lady of Fatima gave us the peace plan. So this month, make sure you get that rosary out, especially this month, the month of the October, the rosary. Also, Jesse, I'd like to bring the smartest guy into the room. There you go. Fulton Sheen, I was thinking of having him bring in the little flower, but what I do have is something really appropriate, again, for our country. We're in a chaos right now, not just the church and this and the state. But here's what Bishop Sheen has to say. We know that suicide rates have just skyrocketed ever since, for the last 30 years, but especially with the
lockdown.
Here's what Bishop Sheen said. Suicide has become a mental epidemic and a plague. What makes our age sad is not that our joys have ceased, but our hopes have ceased. And Jesse, our hopes, we see young people in their 20s. We do funerals here at our chapel. So many young people committing suicide because they have no hope. Jesse, look at our world right now. One of the reasons we're in such chaos is because they've looked to the world, the devil, and the flesh, and there's no hope. We haven't given them Jesus Christ. And that's really the answer for our country and for the world to overcome all of the obstacles that we have here through Jesus Christ.
Amen. Terry, also today in the first reading, there's a powerful...
Well, read it, because we got time.
Yeah. I like in verse 9, Job chapter 19, verses 25 to 26, this is the verse that gives me the most hope in the entire Bible. Here's what it says. Because the most important teaching of New Testament Christianity is the resurrection.
Amen.
If there's no resurrection, none of this makes a hill of beans.
That's
sacraments,
right.
Rosary, nothing, papacy, nothing, if Christ didn't rise.
Amen.
And Job knew this. Though he suffered The Holy Spirit gave him a foreshadow of the Messiah that would rise once again. And he writes this. This was Job's hope despite losing everything, his animals, his property, his kids, his family, his health. He lost everything. What was his hope? In the future, he saw the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he writes this, quote, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth." That's Jesus. "And in the last day, I shall rise out of the earth, and I shall be clothed again with my skin, and in my flesh I shall see my God." This was Job's hope. This is the hope of all the saints that were waiting for Christ to go to Sheol and release them. And this is our hope, the resurrection of our own bodies and the resurrection of our soul upon our death into the arms of Christ.
Well said, Jesse. I want to remind people, tomorrow we have a special edition, what's called a premiere, with Bishop Joseph Strickland and Father Altman, where we're the only ones that had this interview in the entire world, where Father Altman and Bishop Strickland were together for an hour. You're sitting at breakfast and having an hour talk with Bishop Strickland and Father Altman. Would you like to hear that? Well, you can, by going to our YouTube, Virgin Most Powerful Radio YouTube channel, or on our website. Go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Find out about it, because this is going to rock the world. You've got two, what I call, spiritual superstars in the Catholic Church who are willing to speak the truth in charity, Jesse. You're going to hear that tomorrow at 5 o'clock here on the Virgin Most Powerful Network. And we're so proud that Bishop Strickland has actually affirmed Father Altman as the only bishop in the United States to do that. Yep, and we have him on our team. Team Jesus. We'll be back with much more talking about the homeschooling boom that's going around the whole country on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be right back. Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you.
Jesus said in Matthew 26, "Stay awake and pray that you may not enter into temptation." According to St. Ephrem, Jesus, who feared nothing, experienced fear and asked to be freed from death, although he knew it was impossible. How much more must we persevere in prayer before temptation assails us, so that we may be freed when the test has come? May God grant that we may withstand temptation and carry out His will in all things.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
The hour and the day life changes for tens of millions of people. This article was written by Ted Flynn and for a Catholic website, and he's talking about the decision that all of us are going to have to make right now. And they're preparing, especially if Biden and Kamala Harris wins, this could be a reality. Let me point out some of the high points of this article. It's so well written.
Yep.
It says there, I'll just jump around. It says, at some point in the near future, a decision is going to have to be made in households across this country whether you and the members of your family take a mandatory vaccine. Whether it be called an immunity passport or any other name, the U.S. government in all its many forms is pushing for a COVID-19 vaccine. Tens of billions of dollars are being spent to find a vaccine that can stop the transmission of COVID-19. Many credentialed, respected health experts doubt it will be effective, yet others are promoting, if not knowing precisely, the harm it may cause. We're heading rapidly into governments mandating a forced vaccine. And if you bring up the word vaccine in mixed company where a person doesn't know where other people stand, the waters may part like Moses raising his staff. Nothing seems to be more divisive today, especially for young families, as vaccines. Millions of families feel the plethora of vaccines mandated by government, that this has been a contributing factor to their children being on the autism spectrum. First, there's a general distrust of government from the concerned populace, myself included.
Me too.
On the reasons for the vaccines. For example, what's in them? And what's the general effectiveness for their intended purpose? I mean, years ago, those who questioned the motives of big government and their plans, they used to call us conspiracy theorists or far right wingers.
Not anymore.
No. The media now is portrays people like this, like myself, yeah, as ideological extremists, mm-hmm, who question government far in excess.
Yep.
And the strategy was, and it still is, to take away our voice. But the facts over the last several years have shown that this group that I belong to, we seem to be far more literate than the rest of the country. We see that this is a big charade. They're playing with us. This is a psyop, a psychological operation. Years ago, they would consider people like ourselves, we're in the fringe. But the truth is becoming more and more aware of some of the insidious plans of the World Health Organization, the CDC, the Communists, the Democrat Party. And now, a lot of people in the public are red-pilling. They're not as gullible no more. Now people have seen the whites of the eyes of the left and the destructive policies of the Communists operating in stealth in this country for decades. And second, millions of people have an inherent distrust of government that has been verified in the last several years as legitimate. Why? Because they're lies. Whose lies? The Marxist liberal Democrats, their lies are now in the open for all to see. Terry, you want to continue?
I do want to continue, and I've got Mary Danielle on the line to talk about some other issues with the vaccines for little kids, too. But, Jesse, in 1968, there were about 200 million people living in America. Now, an estimated 1 to 4 million people died from the flu worldwide. There was no hysteria from the government to lock down the countries. In 1957, we had a similar thing. Why now? And I believe that the mask, through social indoctrination, gets people ready for the next step of voluntary, mm-hmm, accepting a mandatory vaccine. Now, Bishop Joseph Strickland on our show, mm-hmm, Bishop Strickland Hour, said why he's against it, and we'll get into that. But Mary Danielle, are you from the Bible with the Barbers? Are you with us?
I am with you.
Okay, Mary Danielle, I wanted you to bring up something here that you've done some work on with vaccines for the little kids also that we should be really concerned about. Why don't you share with our listeners what you know about vaccines for the little kids, for mom and dad listening?
Well, I would like to refer all of our listeners to, mm-hmm, childrenshealthdefense.org.
Okay.
And children's, capital C, capital H in health, and capital D in defense.
Okay.
.org. It's Robert Kennedy Jr.'s website, and he's done a lot of research. He was a lawyer, but he did a lot of research on this. And he brings out some interesting things about the vaccines. And one of the things that they have found out is that during the Cold War, and when President Reagan was president, with the advice of Dr. Tony Fauci, the vaccine-making companies went to President Reagan and said, if you will not deregulate us, we will no longer make vaccines. Mm-hmm. And of course, President Reagan was worried about a possible biological warfare mm-hmm. attempt and that we would need a vaccine for that. So he deregulated them. And as a consequence, what they did is they couldn't call the vaccines medical treatment anymore. They called them biologics. And because they called them biologics, then they were no longer regulated. And so they, because if they're medical treatment, then you have to have a 5-year study. You have to do a placebo test. And mm-hmm. it takes 5 years to do the testing, randomized placebo test. And so to avoid that, they're no longer regulated, and they called them biologics. And so they can put into them anything they want. And one of the things that Robert Kennedy Jr.'s group has discovered, and the scientists working with them, and you can go on his website and they have these articles, and that is that in the vaccines that children are getting, there is something called thermal osyl. It's an organic compound that is 49.6 ethyl mercury by weight. So by weight, it's 49.6% ethyl mercury. And mercury is definitely linked to autism. Mm-hmm. And what they found out, and there, I mean, if you go on some just general websites, doctor websites, they'll say, oh, no, there's no indication that autistic children have more mercury in their system. But actually, if you go on Robert Kennedy Jr.'s website, there are peer-reviewed articles by doctors and scientists who have done studies that have found out that, yes, actually, autistic children have a higher level of mercury in their system.
Yeah.
And mercury is more toxic than lead, and it affects the neurology.
Got it.
You know, the brain. It affects mm-hmm. your brain.
Wow.
So Robert Kennedy Jr.'s group has done a lot of work. Please go to childrenshealthdefense.org.
Yep.
Look up the articles. Some of them are very scientific, so it's yep. difficult. Yep. But, and I'm not going to say I understand everything. I'm not a scientist. But I do understand that the vaccine companies, since Reagan's administration, have been deregulated. They no longer test the vaccines. They don't know what's put in them because they're no longer considered a medical treatment. They're considered biologics.
Interesting.
It's not medicine. It's biologics.
Mary Danielle, I want to give a plug.
Regulations.
I want to give a plug to your Bible study on Virgin Most Powerful. It's called The Bible with the Barbers on Fridays. We'd love to have you join us. It's after the Terry and Jesse Show. Mary Danielle, you did your homework, and I can hear our grandson sound in the background.
Thank you, Mary.
So keep it up.
You're welcome. Thank you.
High information. This is very, very important information, especially for new parents.
Yep.
Terry.
Yep.
Bill Gates is on record.
I got it right here. Yep.
Yeah, that it will take at least two shots and probably more.
Yep.
For the elderly to be ready for clearance for their, here it is, immunity passport.
Did you hear that term? Oh, my God.
MIT has been working on a handheld device that can detect if people have received the required shots before a person can be accepted safely into the general population. It's something that resembles like a passport tattoo that can be scanned. It's an app will also be available on your phone to detect if all immunizations have been covered according to the federal and state protocols.
Yeah.
And to believers who see a more insidious agenda, as Mary Danielle was sharing, having aborted fetal and animal cells injected into our bodies, potentially in the COVID vaccine, this is unacceptable. And science has shown that injecting an individual's DNA into another person has been the genesis of many illnesses.
Absolutely.
There's substantial empirical data with autoimmune disorders, with autism chief among them.
Yep.
Terry, this is where the rubber meets the road. We're heading in this direction.
Of course.
Crunch time is going to come when the federal and state governments mandate an immunity passport before people can be admitted into their job, classroom, government building,
anywhere.
Favorite restaurant, DMV, anywhere the government says you can or cannot go. Unless you have the clearance and you've been vaccinated, you will at some point, especially if Biden and Harris win, under that administration, you will be precluded from entry to buildings or to receive public funds or private funds, maybe even drawing money from your ATM. And if you're in a blue state, you're going to have little option but to comply. And a recent poll said that 42% of the population said they will not take a mandatory vaccine. Terry, we're headed in this direction, especially if Biden and Harris wins, because we've already seen people have been arrested, like in New Jersey.
Yeah, so it's horrible.
This gym owner opened for business. The governor told him, lock it down.
Yeah.
It's called Attila's Gym in New Jersey. And so he opened up, and he had his locks changed by the police department. Get that?
I know.
So the owner then took the doors off, and the state then shut his electricity off. And so then he installed his own generator. The next day, the state shut his water off. And on August 11th, by a vote of 5-1, the city council there in Ballmeyer, New Jersey, found the owner of the gym in contempt for violating court order limits on indoor operations under emergency orders, as ordered by Governor Phil Murphy and the New Jersey Health Commission. So can owners be arrested and put in jail? Well, guess what? This is the way, this is going to be the condition of our country if Biden and Harris wins. Because I'll tell you, a lot of blue states, they're pushing it to the limit, and they're going to impose draconian measures to force compliance, to put you on a mask for 4 years, and to make sure that you're vaccinated with whatever they want to put in your body. We have no idea what they're going to put in our bodies, Terry.
And Jesse, I want to add, Robert Redfield, the head of the CDC, Center of Disease Center, said this, to scare us, I think. He expects the fall, which right now, the fall of 2020, will be the worst public health time in American history, surpassing 1918. What has he got, a crystal ball? I mean, this is all about trying to get people scared so that, well, when you're, look what happened in Russia in 1917. Look what happened in Germany in 1933. These tactics have been used before. It's scaring people to do whatever the government says to do. And I just think it's sad that the Center of Disease Control head guy is telling us he's expecting the worst public health time in American history. Jesse, I know people that won't even come out of their house right now to go to church, to go to the you got to go to the store. I have a friend who says every morning my wife is saying, I think I got the virus. No, really, Jesse, this is that bad. And so what is it doing to our America? You know what, Jess? It's like attacking us from within.
Yes.
Without shooting a bullet.
Yeah, Terry, we're shooting ourselves in the foot.
Gosh.
It's like friendly fire, getting killed by friendly fire.
Yeah.
You could see how afraid people are, Terry. You could see countless people driving in their car by themselves with a mask.
And a shield.
And a shield over their face by themselves in their car.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Houston, we got problems, Terry.
One more time. I've seen people running, jogging alone with nobody within them, half a mile from them down the road. And they got a mask on. It's paranoia. I'm sorry. When we come back, we'll have more with the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
We got Ernesto from Long Beach.
You know, I just wanted to comment, you know, and I just wanted to thank you guys. And I kind of wanted to encourage people that are listening, maybe that are not donating, you know, because honestly, I got to be honest. I used to think you guys were a little
too over the top,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
That's right.
If God gave us a lot, you know, and I have the blessing of listening to all this. And I just want to call all the people, you know, I've got 5 kids, you know, and I don't make a lot of money and I'm still donating to you guys.
God bless you, brother. You're amazing.
We have to do this. We have to do the extra. And it's not even the extra. People see it like it's extra. Kneeling for communion, saying your rosary, saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is not extra. It's what the church tells us to do.
Amen. You're a good man, brother.
30 years old, 29 years old, 5 kids. And I thank you guys. So everybody else, man. Get on fire. Fight for the truth, man. I know what I'm telling you guys. There's
I love it.
Out there.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR, and may God richly bless you and your family.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Pray, hope, and don't worry, okay? As St. Padre Pio says, he says, too many people, too many Catholics fixate themselves on worry. He says worry is useless. God is merciful, and God will hear our prayer. I just want to just say one thing to finish off the last segment.
Yeah,
just one last thing.
Absolutely.
And we're going to move on to another segment on Our Lady of Fatima, which is Terry's favorite topic, one of his favorite topics. I just want to just mention that Bill Gates, who's the founder of Microsoft, and he seems to be this world crusader for vaccines. He's not even a scientist. This guy's, a businessman, a business billionaire. But he's pushing for vaccines, as and a lot of us know this, as a form of population control. The article has him has Bill Gates saying the following, quote, "Digital certificates will be used to verify and track those who have received this coming COVID-19 vaccine. Those certificates will be used to determine who has recovered from the virus and who has been vaccinated recently, who can do business, who can travel, and who can get services. The enzyme that will make the Gates Foundation, the Gates vaccine microchip implant is named luciferase. That's L-U-C-I-F-E-R-A-S-E. And its patent number is 060606.
Wow. Interesting.
This sounds a lot like biblical prophecy to me.
Yep.
If not, it's at least its first cousin. And again, Terry, if you get the liberal media just ginning up fear in people, you could see what happened. For example, the percentage of people in Germany basically 97% of the people of Austria, because of constant media propaganda, they embrace Hitler when he annexed it in March of 1938. So that's all I want to say about that. We can move on to Fatima now.
Good point. And Jess, this is an article we were going to get to yesterday. I wonder if you have more time for it. Father Augustine Fuentes, I remember reading him 30, 40 years ago about Fatima as a teenager. This is his last.
You've kind of red-pilled on this topic, haven't you?
Well, that's right.
Share. Go ahead and share.
All right.
Talk
well,
about
I share
it.
This because when I read this when I was a younger man, I found out that the Vatican got kind of upset with him because what he was saying is that, the Vatican isn't getting out and taking what the third secret is for Fatima and not really implementing, really getting behind Our Lady of Fatima's message. And so he was reprimanded. So when I was reading his stuff, I was like, oh, yeah, but he got nailed by the church. Well, when I now that I'm an older guy and I'm realizing that he was spot on because, Jesse, but as a young guy, you just kind of go, oh, okay. But I didn't realize there were people, Masons, in the Vatican at that time who didn't want the message of Fatima to get out to people. I know that sounds like I'm crazy, but I've come to that conclusion after 40 years of studying this, Jess. So I red-pilled, okay? So here's what Father did. This is a talk. Actually, an interview that he did May 22nd, 1958. I was just a year old, if that. And he wants to tell us about his conversation. He basically, I won't read the thing. I'll just say that he said, Sister Lucy.
Go ahead. Yeah, let's get right to where it says the decisive battle.
Okay, but I just
want
to say before I get to the devil, I just want to say that Sister Lucy was saying she was very sad, Father said, because no one paid attention to the message of Our Lady. So now, here's the why wouldn't people want to hear this message? Because listen to what she said, and then you'll find out why people were going to say, oh, we don't want to hear that. Here's what she said.
Terry, well, let's just remind the audience that Father Fuentes, what's being reported here, this text, is what he heard from the lips of the seer of Fatima,
exactly,
Sister Lucia.
Firsthand.
Okay, so this is firsthand information.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's what she said. Sister Lucia also told me this. Father, the devil is fighting a decisive battle against the Virgin. And, as you know, what most offends God and what will gain him the greatest number of souls in the shortest time is to gain the souls consecrated to God. Yeah, think about that. Take out the generals. For this also leaves unprotected the field of the laity, and the devil can more easily seize them. Jesse, think about that. What do you do in a war? Who are you shooting?
You take off the officers.
Exactly.
Okay, that's what Our Lady of Fatima, Sister Lucia, told Father Fuentes.
Yes.
That the devil right now, post Vatican II, Vatican II in the 60s,
yeah,
is going to go after the hierarchy of the church. Those are the officers, the field officers in battle.
They did.
Why? This way he can wipe out, it says it here, the laity become unprotected because the devil can more easily seize us.
Yeah.
Next paragraph, Terry.
All right.
Yeah.
Also, Father tell them that my cousins Francisco and Jacinta made sacrifices because they always saw the Blessed Virgin Mary very sad in all of her apparitions. What? She never smiled at us? This anguish that we saw in her caused by the offenses to God and the chastisements that threatened sinners penetrated our souls. And being children, we did not know what measures to devise except to pray and make sacrifice. Jesse, think about this. If you and Anita, or Mary and myself, saw that our son, our daughters, were living in mortal sin, wouldn't you be sad? Wouldn't you be in tears?
God.
Wouldn't you be just devastated? Well, think about Mary, our mother. She's seeing a world that's living like God doesn't exist, not implementing the gospel values. It makes sense she'd be sad. Think about it.
The article continues to say, and the second next part of the article, it's entitled, "We Cannot Wait for Rome to Speak."
Right.
Remember, this was documented back in 19, what, Terry? December 26, 1957.
That's
December
1957.
Yep. And here's what Sister Lucia told Father Fuentes.
Yeah.
She said, Father, we cannot hear it. Referring to the vision of hell that Our Lady showed her and Jacinta and Francisco, Sister Lucia said, for this reason, Father, that's Father Fuentes, it is my mission not just to tell about the material punishments that will certainly come over the earth if the world does not pray and do penance. No, my mission is to tell everyone the imminent danger we are in of losing our souls for all eternity if we remain fixed in sin. Father Fuentes, we should not wait for, here it is. Oh, this is sad. It's just, this is a sword in my heart, Terry.
Yeah, sure.
Sister Lucia says, Father Fuentes, we should not wait for a call to the world from Rome on the part of the Holy Father to do penance, nor should we wait for a call for penance to come from the bishops in our diocese, nor from our religious congregations. No. Our Lord has often used these means, and the world has not paid heed. So now, each one of us must begin to reform himself spiritually. Each one has to save not only his own soul, but all the souls that God has placed on his pathway. That is sobering. Sister Lucia says, We're on our own right now.
That's right.
We're on our own. And this is why, by the way, there's so many good lay Catholic organizations such as Virgin Most Powerful,
sure,
where we've taken to social media because we're trying to fill the gap, as Ezekiel says. Ezekiel tells the men of Israel, he says, stand in the breach, stand in the gap between the enemy and the people, the innocent people. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give spiritual direction, if you will. We're trying to give spiritual education. We're trying to give advice on how to live in a state of grace. Because right now, as I look at what Sister Lucia said in 1957, she said it, Terry, everyone has to save his own soul.
Yep. And Jesse, this is just reaffirming what Our Lady said to the children at Fatima in 1917. Here's another quote. I have come to warn the faithful to amend their lives and ask pardon for their sins. They must not continue to offend our Lord, who is already too much offended. So this is why it's a crisis, because we're not getting the message. I mean, you said something about Houston up there. Is anybody listening? This is a message that needs – this is a reaffirmation of the gospel. Now, Jess, there's another segment. Did you finish the one on – yeah, okay.
Yeah, we finished.
The next sentence is two last remedies to save the world. Go ahead and hit it, Jess.
Sister Lucia tells Father Fuentes, she says this, Father, the Blessed Virgin did not tell me that we are in the last times of the world, but I understood this for three reasons. So in other words, Sister Lucia says, but I, in this conversation with Mary, I do understand that we are in the last times. That's what she's inferring there. Sister Lucia says to Father Fuentes, the first is because she told me that the devil is engaging in a battle with the Virgin, a decisive battle. It is a final battle where one party will be victorious and the other will suffer defeat. Mm. So from now on, we're either with God or we're with the devil.
Basically, I love it.
1 John 3:10.
Team Jesus or team devil?
Yeah, there is no middle ground, Sister Lucia says to Father Fuentes. Then she goes, the second reason, Father Fuentes, is because Mary told me, as well as my cousins, that God is giving two last remedies to the world. The rosary and devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And being the last remedies, that is to say, they are the final ones. It means that there will be no others. And third, Sister Lucia tells Father Fuentes, because in the plans of divine providence, when God is going to chastise the world, he always first exhausts all other remedies. When he sees that the world pays no attention whatsoever, then, as we say in our imperfect way of talking, with a certain fear, he presents us the last means of salvation, his Blessed Mother. Terry?
Jesse, I just want to say this is so profound. Think about this today. We're in 2020 now. You know, she said back in 1917, more souls are going to hell because of sins of the flesh than for any other reason. Think about we have 110 million people who have STD, sexually transmitted diseases, just in America. So one out of three people walking around have been with dealing with a sexually transmitted disease. We spend $16 billion a year taking care of that. If that's not getting our attention, I don't know what will, Jess. And the Fatima message is so clear. Yes, the rosary. Offer your sacrifice.
Terry, and it's not getting our attention at all.
No, Jess, it's none.
I approve it.
You know what people say?
President, Vice President, well, he's Joe Biden, who's running for president.
Yeah, he was the vice president.
Just did an interview with a black rapper that pushes prostitution. Her name's Cardi B. You could watch the interview. It's on YouTube. So we have the major player of the Democrat Party who's coming out with a black rapper who does songs promoting black prostitution.
Is this microphone on? Wow. You know where to vote when it's time to vote in November. We'll be right back.
Jesus said in Luke 17, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have only done our duty. According to St. John of the Cross, God is pleased with the little deeds we do in secret. He takes more pleasure in these than in a multitude of grand works that we may do out of the desire to be seen by others. May God help us to do the things that please Him and not just to appear great in the eyes of others.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
We're talking about a conversation that was an interview, yep. And it was documented, it was written down December 26, 1957. It was Sister Lucia who was interviewed by Father Fuentes, Father Joaquin Maria Alonso Fuentes, a Claretian priest. He spoke with Sister Lucia, and the article that we're quoting from is the transcript from that conversation. The article says, or Sister Lucia told Father Fuentes the following. She said this: if we despise and reject this last means, mm-hmm. What last means? The Holy Rosary every day
and devotion
to the Immaculate
exactly.
Heart of Mary.
Mm-hmm.
If we reject these last means, heaven will no longer pardon us,
yep.
Because we will have committed a sin that the gospel calls a sin against the Holy Spirit. This sin consists in openly rejecting with full knowledge and will the salvation that is put in our hands. Sister Lucia said also, since our Lord is a very good son, these are Mary's words to Sister Lucia to Father Fuentes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, since our Lord is a very good son, he will not permit that we offend and despise his Blessed Mother. We have as obvious testimony the history of different centuries where our Lord has shown us with terrible examples how he has always defended the honor of his Blessed Mother. Prayer and sacrifice are the two means to save the world.
Mm-hmm.
As for the Holy Rosary, Father Fuentes, in these last times in which we are living, the Blessed Virgin has given a new efficacy to praying the Rosary. This in such a way that there's no problem that cannot be resolved by praying the Rosary, no matter how difficult it is.
Yep.
Temporal or spiritual. And in the spiritual life, each of us, or the lives of our families, be they our families in the world or religious communities, or even in the lives of peoples and nations. And she says, I repeat, this is Sister Lucia to Father Fuentes, I repeat, there is no problem, as difficult as it may be, that we cannot resolve at this time by praying the Holy Rosary. With the Holy Rosary, we save ourselves, sanctify ourselves, console our Lord, and obtain the salvation of many souls. Terry?
Then there is devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, our Most Holy Mother, holding her at the seat of mercy, goodness, pardon, and the sure door to enter heaven. This is the first part of the message referring to Our Lady of Fatima, and the second part, which is briefer but no less important, refers to the Holy Father. This article, so beautiful. Jesse, Our Lady has said so many things that were prophetic in our age. This is over 100 years ago Our Lady came. Here's something, Jesse, that she said, that many marriages are not good. They do not please our Lord and are not of God. Are you kidding me, Jesse? Look at the divorce rate has expanded in 100 years. And this is why we need to go back to Our Lady's peace plan. And not only grandma, who's 90 years old, can implement it. The little kids can make little sacrifices. Teach the little ones sacrifices, the language of love. so that they will know that they're participating in the conversion of sinners by doing many little sacrifices. We taught that to our kids when they were 3 or 4 years old, Jesse, and it's just part of how you raise the kids, and that's why it's important. Jess, before I make a give your final thought, I want to tell people a quick story so I feel their pain out there in parishes. Go ahead, Jess.
Yeah, I just want to mention that I did a commercial for Church Militant.
Good.
And I just tweeted it out. It's a Vote for Trump commercial.
Good.
So it's on Twitter and it's on my Facebook, Jesse Romero, or at Real Jesse, my Twitter account.
Good.
So I'm asking you, it's a 2-minute video, and I outline why people should vote for Trump, mm-hmm. and I go through the issues in 2 minutes. I'm asking you to go at Real Jesse Romero and retweet that. We want that to reach 1 million tweets because it's simple, it's pithy, it's very well done. It's a slick job that was done,
mm-hmm.
but I go side by side in 2 minutes, and I show the issues. You either got a culture of life or a culture of death. Or you can go on my Facebook, Jesse Romero, and share that on Facebook. This is important because some people can't listen to more than 2 minutes. And this says everything that we need to know for November 3rd in 2 minutes. Terry, go ahead.
Jesse, the reason I say that is I just have an article from the National Catholic Distorter that would be contrary to what you're doing with your tweet.
Yep.
Saying Catholics voting and abortion, time to correct the record. They're going after guys like Jesse Romero and others
mm-hmm.
who are saying that it's a mortal sin to vote for Biden because of his abortion record. And this particular newspaper calls itself Catholic. I don't believe it is because it dissents from the church ever since
started. I don't think they're saying it's a mortal sin to vote for Biden. I think it's...
I'm sorry. I got to admit, thank you for correcting me, Jesse.
Yeah, that's a...
That they're saying that if you vote for a candidate who's for abortion, they're saying it's A-OK because abortion is just one of the issues... Which is not what the bishops say. It's not what the Pope, what the church has taught.
The last three popes.
Yeah. And so I just want to bring that up. But Jess, I have to feel the pain of our listeners. How many of you out there have been refused to give Holy Communion on the tongue? Many people have told me that. How many people are being yelled at because they don't have their mask up high enough covering their nose? Well, I had a little experience today and I got knocked down, but I got up and where the clergy just said, look, you know, I'm holding my grandson. He's 7 months old, and obviously I'm not going to have communion in the hand. And they just said, you can't come and receive Holy Communion unless you receive on the hand. So I explained to him that's clericalism. I explained to him the church doesn't teach that. And basically what they said is, hey, in our diocese, this is what we're going to do. And if you don't go along with the program, there's the door. I said, thank you very much, and God bless you. But I said, are you open to hearing the truth? I pulled out my Virgin Most Powerful card. Didn't tell him who I was. I said, you might want to listen to this network because you want to be a high-information Catholic. Right now, I don't think you are. And I would just ask you, would you be willing if I bring some literature to you to read up on this? Because you're being duped. And, of course, you know, they have no interest in doing that. But the point I'm making, everybody, is, yes, Jesse, we all have had this time where people in the church are so scared about dying. And that's what I told the gentleman. I said, dude, it's not a question of, if I'm going to die, it's when I'm going to die. We all die. Nobody gets out alive. And he said to me, what about all the people that you're supporting and they're going to miss you? And I said, look, I said, life is short. Eternity is forever. If I'm living in the state of grace, my wife and kids are going to be happy. They're going to say prayers for the repose of my soul. And I'm into my, for all eternity. I don't see a problem with that. What's the issue? He looked at me like, man, you're weird.
They've lost their faith.
That's supernatural faith. That's
they don't have it no more.
Yeah. So anyhow, I share that with our listeners. Why? Because I have empathy for you. So I'm going to another parish that's going to give me Holy Communion on the tongue, St. Joseph's in La Puente, and you know, because they honor what the church has always taught about receiving Holy Communion. So I just wanted to bring that up, not to brag. It's just, hey, I got knocked down. They told me there's the door. So we went, and we won't be back.
Terry, and I'm going to tell you, I could see, you know, the government saying, okay, do this for a week or mm-hmm. for a month. Mm-hmm. Terry, how long is it? We're going on, what, 7 or 8
months
now?
8 months now, brother.
This is ridiculous. You know, and now what I feel like, Terry, now it's demeaning now.
Yeah.
It's demeaning. And I'm going to tell you, I hate to say it. Terry, the mask, when it's put on, some of these masks, it looks like a face bra.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's humiliating.
Yeah.
It's demeaning.
Yeah.
We look stupid.
Yes, of course.
We look stupid walking around like Doberman pinchers with a long snout. I'm telling you, Terry, people are getting fed up with this. And Joe Biden, by the way, there will be no expiration date when we can take off the face bra if Joe Biden comes in office. He actually said that, and he's on record saying that.
Yeah, and Jesse, just so you know, we've done shows on this. These masks do not protect you. People try to say that they do. We've got articles from LifeSight, from experts pointing out that the virus is too small. It goes right through that mask. And so really, even Fauci said, hey, it just makes you feel better that you're trying to do something to protect yourself, so keep the mask on. Are you kidding me? Stop playing with me. I'm not a kid. I'm an adult, man. What?
It's called what they're doing with the territory. It's called, in the military, they call it PSYOPs, which means psychological operation
in
the
brain. Yeah, I don't take that.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing to the whole America. It's PSYOP, and military knows this very well because they push things in a mass scale, and they make people believe that, you know, something is there when it's not there. It's called PSYOP, psychological operation in the brain, and that's exactly what America is going through. Let me mention this one last good thing about prayer.
Yes.
Especially the Holy Rosary. The Holy Rosary is a meditative prayer. So let me end up on a high note.
Amen.
That are talking about face bras here. The Holy Rosary is known as a meditative prayer, and every single exorcist that teaches in the field of exorcism has stated that there's not one case of demonic possession that they know of a person who prays the rosary every day. Let me repeat that again.
That's powerful.
There is not one case of demonic possession from professors of exorcism for people that pray the rosary every day.
Wow.
Why is that? Because meditative prayer takes custody of the intellect. Okay?
Yep.
It takes custody of the intellect, and what it does, it snaps your lower faculties back into place. And remember, demons attack the mind because they don't want you to pray. Demons traffic through your senses.
Right.
The most powerful thing that you can project from your mind is prayer. Project it into the cosmos, because that type of prayer has an offensive nature. And it also sets up a defensive perimeter as you're praying the rosary. Because remember, the theology of prayer is what? Prayer makes the power of God present. You could even ask psychologists. They say that you meditate on something. If you meditate on something or think about something, it becomes real.
Right.
And that's the theology of prayer. Prayer makes the power of God present. And remember the word anamnesis at Mass? You know, do this in remembrance of me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens at Mass. The past becomes present through the prayer. And in some way, shape, or form, when we pray the rosary, the mysteries of Jesus Christ and Our Lady, that past event becomes present right here and right now.
Beautiful.
As we pray. And this is what torments the diabolical. Terry?
Well said. I want to remind you, tomorrow, Bishop Strickland and Father Altman, 1 hour premiere at 5:00 California time, will be on Virgin Most Powerful Radio's app and also on our YouTube channel. You want to tell your friends, pass it out. We have a little clip to tease you about it. If you go to YouTube channel, Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Jess Romero, what state should we be living in, brother?
Not the state of despair, not the state of hopelessness, not the state of sadness,
exactly.
Not the state of, the state of mortal sin. We're called to live in the state of grace. We're all called to be great saints. Don't miss the opportunity. And remember, let's pray America great again. Pray the rosary every day.
Dr. Sandoval's up next. Wow. He'll hit you with some good material. You'll learn something and you'll get closer to Christ, because that's our point. We're trying to help you get to heaven through Holy Mother the Church. May God bless you and your family. And we'll have a special edition show tomorrow at 5:00 with Bishop Joseph Strickland and Father Altman. You won't want to miss that. Thanks again for supporting us here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. God love you.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.